हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, so Chaitanopanayanam, Songs of the Acharyas, you're on page 37. Okay, so then Prabhupada has explained about the sadhana siddhas, the kripa siddhas, and now the nitya siddhas. Nitya siddha is one who is never contaminated by the material nature. The sadhana siddhas and the kripa siddhas were supposed to have once been in the contamination of material nature. But nitya siddhas never came into contact with the material nature. So it's supposed to have been in the contamination. Means, as we saw before, what Jiva Goswami is talking about is that it's covered, but it's not actually real. And that means you're going on, you're experiencing, that's happening. But the point is your actual nature is never disappears. Your eternal relationship with the Lord, your natural transcendental understanding, knowledge, your potency, all that remains, though it becomes covered. So technically, it's supposed to have once been in the contamination, but it's not necessarily that that's actually what happens. You think you are, because you turn away from Krishna, then naturally without Krishna, nothing works. So that's when the illusion comes in. But still, you're still with Krishna, because now you're with Krishna in the form of his illusory energy. Right, but the nitya siddhas never came into contact with material nature, right? So here, nitya siddha never came in contact, and the kripa sadhana siddhas are supposed to have once been in the contamination. Means because they suppose themselves that they are, when actually they're still always situated in Krishna's energy.
Maharaj.
Yes.
So in 11th canto, it stated that these two concepts of liberation and conditioned life, they are ultimately illusion, both of them, because the soul is always liberated.
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, so the living entity is always in there, because like when you Bhagavatam then talks about the soul, he talks about how he's brighter than the million suns and this and that and all these things, because that's the natural position. But he himself identifies that he is contaminated by material energy like that. And so therefore then the Lord reciprocate, because, and what's happening is you're identifying there, so you're not identifying with the Lord. So the Lord then reciprocates by interacting with you through material energy. While if you don't think that way, like like one who's, the those who are on the nitya siddha platform, then Krishna interacts with you through his internal potency. But the point is, Krishna is always interacting with the jiva, that you can't separate. It's just a matter of if he's doing so in front of the Lord or behind the Lord. Does that make sense? Yeah. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are nitya siddhas, or eternally perfect. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, the immediate expansion of Krishna. Advaita Prabhu is Mahavishnu. He is also Vishnu Tattva. Garadhar is an expansion of Radharani. And Shivas is an incarnation of Narada. They are nitya siddha, or eternally perfect. They are never imperfect. They were never in contact with material contamination. We should understand that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, is transcendental. Similarly, his personal associates are also nitya siddha, or eternally transcendental. Se jai Brajanda Sutta Pash. Brajanda Sutta means Krishna. Simply by accepting that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally free, one can immediately be promoted to the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. Right, so, yeah. So when we see the Lord, we see his position, we see the position of his associates, then we can come to that position of being able to associate, you know, in the transcendental abode of the Lord with the Lord and his devotees. When you understand Krishna is transcendental, his associates are transcendental, then everything connected with Krishna, then you naturally come to that position. Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi. Gauda means West Bengal. Lord Chaitanya appeared in West Bengal, Navadvip, and he especially flooded that part of the country with the Sankirtana movement. That part of the country has special significance, for it is non-different from Vrindavan. It is as good as Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan and living in Navadvip are the same. Narottam Das Thakur says, Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi, Jeva Jani Chintamani. Chintamani means the transcendental abode. Tadahoy Braja Bhumi Bas. If one simply understands this land of Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. One should not think he is living in Bengal or any material country. Places where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes as good as Vrindavan. Right, so if you're living in Mayapur, it's the same as Vrindavan. So you're not in another place other than Vrindavan. Right? It's transcendental, just like Vrindavan. Footnote 40. When Advaitacharya arrived, he stood before the Lord and offered his obeisances. After seeing him, the Lord began to wonder about the entire situation. Still in ecstasy, the Lord asked Advaitacharya, why did you come here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan? Advaitacharya disclosed the whole situation, telling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganges. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda of cheating him, Srila Advaitacharya said, whatever Nityananda Prabhu has told you is not false. You have indeed just now taken your bath in the river Jamuna. Advaitacharya then explained that at that spot, the Ganges and Yamuna flow together. On the western side was the Jamuna, on the eastern side was the Ganges. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 3:31-36. Right, so it's as good as Vrindavan. It means wherever the Lord is, then that means that's where it is. So where Lord Chaitanya is, that's Vrindavan. Navadvip is where the Lord is, so therefore it's Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya's distribution of this love of God is compared with an ocean, rasa, rasarnava. What kind of ocean? Not the salty ocean that one cannot taste. The water of this ocean is so nice that if one drinks even one drop, he will like it more and more. It is not ordinary ocean water of which one cannot taste even a drop. Therefore, it is called rasarnava. In this ocean, there are different waves. An ocean does not stand still, for it is not impersonal or void. As the ocean is always dancing with waves, similarly, the ocean of transcendental love of Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, has constant waves, constant sound. One has to dive deep into that ocean. One knows the secret and says, let me dive deep into the ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, end quote. He immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. Because then if you're associating with Lord Chaitanya, then you're associating with Radha and Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. And he is absorbed in the service of Radha and Krishna in these pastimes. So it's non-different from Vrindavan. And then in that way, one becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna by following the footsteps of, like Srila Prabhupada mentions, that someone is bona fide because he follows a pure devotee who's following a pure devotee. Because generally we hear it's just you're following a pure devotee. But here, Prabhupada said, you're following a pure devotee who's following a pure devotee. In other words, someone in the parampara. Right? So they're following their predecessor. And that way it works, you know, because naturally then that predecessor is following his predecessor, and then his predecessor's predecessor is following it like this. And so everybody's serving the pure devotee who's serving the pure devotee. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur concludes this song by saying, Grihe ba vanete take, ha goranga bole dake. It is not necessary that one become a mendicant or give up his family life and society. One can remain wherever he finds it suitable, whether as a householder or as a brahmachari, as a vanaprastha, or as a sannyasi. Vanaprasthas and sannyasis are supposed to live outside of the city. The vanete means forest. Formerly, those who were in spiritual consciousness used to live in the forest to become free of the turmoil of city life. But that is not possible now. In this age, no one can go into the forest. That requires practice, and no one has practiced to that line. Therefore, gradually, one is recommended to live with his friends, wife, and children. That doesn't matter. But he must take to the process of Krishna consciousness as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, footnote 41. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordship, although you're otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.3. So whatever the position, one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness and pure devotion. So whether it's, you know, whether one's living in the forest or living in the city, one is absorbed in service to Krishna. And so everything favorable is accepted, everything unfavorable is rejected. And in that way, it doesn't matter where one is, right? Because as we discussed earlier, it's just a matter of the change in the consciousness. You're one situated in Krishna wherever you are. But by consciousness, a change in consciousness, we think we're separate from Krishna. So then we don't see anything in connection with Krishna. Right? So it's not like the Brajbasis that they're separated from Krishna. They're absorbed in Krishna. We're separated Krishna from Krishna because we don't think of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, it is not difficult. The real thing is that one has to accept the movement of Lord Chaitanya, chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna Prasad. Even if one is in family life, there is no difficulty. He can just sit down, chant Hare Krishna, dance nicely, and then take Krishna Prasad. Everyone can do this. Those who have renounced the world, sannyasis, can also do it, and there's no difficulty. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that it doesn't matter whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, or sannyasi. He says, quote, if you have taken to these principles of life, I desire your company, because you are a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. End quote. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur finishes the song. Right, so if someone's absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter what their position or background, that their association is valuable. But if someone's not absorbed in Krishna, then their association doesn't really have any serious value. Yes? No? Really good. Yeah. Okay. Savarna Sri Gaura Pada Padme. A prayer to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga from Prarthana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Koramore, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu, Jagata Samsare. My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds? Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Paibe Ar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Balo Kana Koro Ami Borodukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss, since you always appear very happy. I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. Dayakoro Shitapati Advaita Gosai Tabakripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be merciful to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. Haha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath Bhatta Juga Shri Jiva Ha Prabhu Loganath. O Sri Damodar, personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, O six Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. O Lokanath Goswami, my beloved spiritual master, Narottam Das also prays for your mercy. Dayakoro Sri Acharya, Prabhu Sri Nivas, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Das. O Srinivas Acharya, successor to the six Goswamis, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das always desires the company of Ramachandra Chakravarti. Purport to Savarana Sri Gaurapada Padme by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays the Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami, Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, my dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations, because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. Footnote 42. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita 18:65. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself, makes no such condition. He simply distributes, take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation. Narottam Das. Means Krishna is saying you surrender, and as soon as you surrender, Krishna is taking care. But Lord Chaitanya is first starting off as, no, you already get the benefit of Krishna consciousness. You start getting the benefit. And then from that, then you'll naturally want to surrender to Krishna. So that's the specialness of the preaching movement, is the mercy is being distributed. Then from that mercy being distributed, then people become interested. Right? So otherwise before it was, you knew what the position was, who you are, everything. And therefore surrender, and then we see the whole process, the reciprocation starts. But here, the devotees are so kind that the reciprocation is already beginning, and then you naturally surrender, you know, and then it becomes more and more. Narottam Das Thakur says, please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous. Because you have seen the fallen souls of this age, and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. End quote. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure you that you will find no greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. Then he prays, because Lord Chaitanya picks up the fallen souls. And so therefore, whoever's most fallen, they're collected first. Right? So that's the specialty. So, yes.
Also, there is this aspect that when the Lord says that you surrender, then I'll protect. It's in the platform of that protection is secondary compared to the when Lord performs his Leela to attract the devotees to his pastimes. That comes towards the end of Paramatma Sandarbha, that the primary activities of the Lord is for its devotees and the secondary activities is to see how the material world functions and brings one like closer in the mode of goodness. So the preaching activities are directly engaging one in the Leela of the Lord.
Yeah, that's very nice in this pastime. Yeah, just immediately then you move into that position. That's what's so special about Lord Chaitanya. That's why Advaitacharya was saying he can't save the living entities. Because being Vishnu himself, there's that condition that you surrender and then he can reciprocate. But if you don't surrender, then how he'll reciprocate? But Lord Chaitanya is coming and automatically giving that one access to the pastimes of the Lord where you are able to taste the nectar of devotional service. Then one sees the importance of surrender. Right. Yeah. That's why you see is that when you start to meet. Go ahead.
Also, that is the reason why the Leelavatars are placed in Krishna Sandarbha, where Krishna is established as the Lord of Rasa.
Oh, okay.
Because in the Paramatma Sandarbha, we discuss only the Gunavatars and Purushavatars.
And so, yeah, the Leelavatars, that'll be in Krishna Sandarbha.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. Yeah. Starts with that.
Okay. And also when you see the six symptoms of surrender, then, you have yama, then niyama, what to give up, what to accept. Then seeing Krishna as one's maintainer, one as one's protector. Then identifying as Krishna's servant and being meek and humble. And so then, you can see is that by this, you go up through the process and there's that surrender. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that this process starts actually by or when you're meek and humble, then I see yourself as Krishna's servant, right? And so then this starts the process. Because of that, now you can see the importance. So therefore, you give up what's unfavorable, accept what's favorable, see Krishna as your maintainer and protector. Then that brings you to that transcendental platform of being seeing yourself always in connection with the Lord. So the highest position is what starts the process. Then you can take up the position from where you naturally are and then move up. So it's only because of contact with the higher position that we're able to function and take up the process of sadhana bhakti that will get us to that higher position. So we're benefited by the topmost. And so then we're able to take up the process and gradually elevate ourselves to that topmost platform. Yeah. So, yeah. Then he prays to the Goswamis. Haha Sarup Sanatana, Rupa Raghunath. Sarup refers to Sarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Sarup Damodar and Govinda,
Maharaj,
were always. Yes.
I think we missed one paragraph. Then he prays to Lord Nityananda.
Oh, we did. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's just because the translation before in the song, Doya Koro Moro, Doya Koro Sitapati Advaita Gosai, I saw the same words in that last sentence. So I thought, oh, okay, we already did that.
Yes.
Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu, Dvaya Koro Sitapati Advaita Gosai. Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sitapati. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur prays, my dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassionate towards the fallen souls. And he also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls. Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, if you will be kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda also will be kind to me. Then he prays to the Goswamis, Hahu Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath. Swarup refers to Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Swarup Damodar and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya and was almost his contemporary. And Narottam Das's personal friend was Ramachandra Chakrabarti. Therefore, he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song, sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Right, so to always means we're eager for attaining service to Krishna. That then we, by receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya, then we can get the mercy of Krishna. And that then we get by associating with the pure devotees. So that's the whole point, is that we have our goal, we have the situation in which we there, and then we have the process. So the situation is always being in the association of pure devotees. Process is then that service given by Lord Chaitanya, pleasing Lord Chaitanya, then that will give the result of us developing love for Krishna. Yeah. Very straightforward. Manasiksha. Teachings up to the mind from Pratana. Oh, this is in Pratana. Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Jai Chayai Jagata Judai. Heno Nitai Bhine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, Dridha Kori Dharo Nitair Pai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Se sambandha nahijar, brida janma gelotar, se pashu boro durachar. Nitaina bolilo muke, majilo samsara suke, vidyakule ki koribe tar. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human life. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he's become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Ahankare matahoya nitaipada pasharia asatyere yei re satya korimani nitayer karuna habe braje radha krishna pabe dharo nitai charana duikani. Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is this Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful towards you, then you will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Nitayer charana satya, tahara sevaka nitya, nitaipada sada koro ash. Narotama boroduki nitai more korosuki, rakoranga charanera pash. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. I always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Purport to Manish Siksha by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a very nice song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nitaipada, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kamala means lotus and Pada means feet, are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. We can imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing towards hell, there is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a million moons. Jurai means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pain, Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Footnote 43. The spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. Guru Vastaka 1. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Heno nitai bhine bhai, unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna paite nai, will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha and Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in a sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Because to enter into the Lord's pastime and then one has to be free of all material desire. And the only way one gets free from all material desire is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So by his grace, one is freed from material desire. Therefore, one is able to appreciate the holy Dham, the place of the pastimes. That gives you the entrance into the Radha Krishna's pastimes. So without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we don't become freed from this material illusion and all that. Because we see as we've somehow or another put ourselves in this condition. So it's only by the Lord's grace we can get out of it. Like that. He then says, yes.
Also, there is one more aspect about the love of Krishna. It reaches the conditioned soul in the form of Karuna, because he's being separated from Lord and suffering in that separation. Then that evokes the mercy factor in the Lord. And the connecting aspect is actually the Karuna of Lord, and which brings the devotee ultimately to the platform of love. And Nityananda Prabhu is that Karuna avatar also. He's the one whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered to distribute that.
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, interesting that Karuna aspect. Then he says, say sambandha nahi. Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. In another song also, Narottam Das says, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goinu. Anyone who does not approach Radha Krishna through a relationship with Nityananda has uselessly spoiled his life. Brita means useless. Janma means life. Tar means his. And Sambandha means relationship. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of his human form of life. Why is he spoiling it? Say Pashu Bodo Durachar. Say means that. Pashu means animal, and Durachar means misbehave, or the most misbehave. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, life is simply spoiled in the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says that ordinary animals can be tamed, but when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Well, because others, you feed them nicely, you deal nicely, they can be tamed. But here, because the living entity is interested in material life, therefore, even if you come and you deal, they don't care. So they're worse. That's why he says it's, you know, Bodo Durachar, say Pashu Bodo. He's a, you know, a big, big nonsense. Because otherwise, animals, you can deal with them and they become more friendly. But when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs or even a tiger can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take to the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities. So his intelligence that can be used to elevate oneself in Krishna consciousness, they simply use that to analyze the opportunities for sense gratification. So that makes him then worse, because he can't be tamed, because he's just busy trying to find his own enjoyment.
Maharaj? Like in the modern scenario, they say that education is possible only in the process of socialization. So you innately, the person doesn't have any like need or interest in education. if he's not socialized, he will never be getting anything of value. This is the Western perspective of things. And then in the Indian perspective, they were from before itself, they have at least that point that education is obtained through education is obtained through that whatever is innate qualities of the soul has to be bought out. So
unless you surrender to the spiritual master or to the devotees, which, like you said, is the social interaction. But it's not the social construct. It's not that it's just been made up, because then they'll say, is, you know, you could say from the modern point, then in one sense it's artificial because it's been made up. Yeah. But the point is no, it's just, it's the natural position of the soul. The soul has a natural relationship with Krishna and therefore with all other living entities. And so only when he appreciates that relationship, then he starts to value the knowledge. But if he doesn't value the relationship, then that knowledge can't be gained. Therefore, he remains an animal.
So the basis premise of that perspective is animalistic, because that's the way animals are. Like, only by social interaction, they learn something and all. But because they don't focus, they are not higher level conscious, that they don't focus on the actual perspective of the soul. So the entire modern education system, that's why can never elevate a person, because their premise is that it's not directed on the actual quality of soul, that they don't even accept that soul innately as that nature, that it, like, no, innate, there is an innate nature of soul which is good.
Because basically, is if you make it that there is no natural position or inherent position, that means whatever we decide upon, that's the position. But if there is no natural position and there isn't any, you know, absolute, then from that platform, then what's the big deal if today they say, oh, everybody should do this? It's just as relative as anything else. It's just as relative as the opposite. And so then it's just a matter of time, but they'll make a very big stink that, oh, all these things, it's all this, so therefore we have to do like this. But no, if it all doesn't matter, it's just a social construct, then none of it matters. You know, so that's the difficulty, is they open themselves up for ignorance. So that's why then if you continue that path, you go from that, then you accept the supreme, then you'll just go for the impersonal. So as the consciousness goes up, it'll just go into that state. So it's only by the association of devotees, then you understand the personal, and then you can go beyond that to the, you know, to the personal spiritual platform. Otherwise, then one will just take it to the impersonal, because you're saying, you know, the modern concept is that none of this actually has any basis. It's just made up. But if it's just made up and it has no basis, why are they so committed to it? Why are they willing to fight and die? You know what I'm saying? That's the funny part. So that belies their philosophy. No, there must be some. There must be, you know, everybody's searching for, you know, an absolute standard. You know, even those who oppose the concept of an absolute standard, they're looking for one. The scientists who are say that, then they'll say that there's a natural, according to science, an absolute. They're looking for that universal, law that binds everything together.
Actually, this perspective is what makes them even more difficult to be tamed, as it's mentioned here.
Yes, because then they just remain in that. Because then it's you just do whatever you like. Because that's the principle of animals, is they just respond. Whatever they feel like, that's what they do. So you see is that people just respond. That's not based on an absolute reality, because you say something and then they get very upset. But whatever you said, you know, it means last week you could say whatever you said and everyone would accept it as a pious statement. But now this week, it's not a pious statement and they get very upset about it and everything. So how is it that this week, you know, next week it'll be something else. So if it changes like that every week, why should we take anybody's, opinion to have any value at all? You know, if it's only good for a week and then it turns into something else, who cares? Other than it just gives you something to do and keeps you busy like that. And so it's not actually a very progressive platform. It's not well thought out, but to them, it sounds really, really solid and important, you know, and eternal. You know, even though if they say it's eternal truth, then that means things that they were doing before that they said were eternal truth must still also apply. But if they say no, it's change, then that means then they can never be saying the eternal truth.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. So then only when we accept the absolute truth, we accept Krishna, then everything begins. We see is that's the first point that's made, is that you're saying Shastra is the basis, Shabda is the main. Then the first point to be made is acceptance of the absolute position of the Supreme Lord. And how he, as that absolute, pervades everything. Because you can say, okay, he's absolute, but that, you know, he's over there, but here, I'm here, and all that. No, he pervades everything. As Brahman, he pervades everything. He is everything. Everything's based on Brahman. That means that absolute reality pervades everything. So then you have to see everything in the context of that absolute. Otherwise, then you're dealing with illusion. You're dealing with a relative truth. You're not dealing with an absolute truth. Right? Because I say, this is big, but only because I'm comparing it to something else. Then I can say, this is big, this is small. But on the absolute platform, then the whole point is what is big, what is small. Right? So Krishna is big and the jiva is small.
Yes.
But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take to the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities. Right? So if he won't use his animal human nature for human activities, he only uses for animal, that means his intelligence, everything will only function for cultivating animalistic tendencies. Well, actually, and it is very different.
Mm-hmm. So we can say that the only inherent reality that the materialists accept is that we are the controllers and the enjoyers, the best friends. So that's the only absolute thing.
Yes. Yes. So that then they're always trying to establish, and depending on the particular time or the situation or the individual and their own development, then they may be functioning in, you know, one or the other or any particular combination. Right?
And they're only arguing in which capacity exactly we are the controllers and the enjoyers. That's the only...
Yeah. Or who's in control.
Yeah.
You know, are the liberals in control? Are the conservatives in control? You know, is the modern in control or is tradition in control? You know, will I enjoy more for the tradition or I enjoy more through? So when you see us, when they think that I will enjoy more with the modern by giving up the tradition, then that's when they start fighting tradition. But now if there's some aspect of tradition that they accept and they can and they know that they'll enjoy more with that, then they'll maintain it. But as soon as they find it gets in the way, immediately then they'll oppose it. You know, it's just like as long as they see that everyone driving on the same side, you know, the proper side of the road, then, you know, makes for better enjoyment in that, then they're not opposing that, though it's a tradition. How long does that go back? You know, that goes back a long time. You know, and so therefore, then, you know, why is it that archaic, you know, law was, you know, like that? You know, why is it that, you know, but you know, everybody should be free. Why is it you identify what's right and left? What if I say up is left and down is right, and you know, and all this and that, and why you are putting all these things, you know? So if you can't put any gender, why are you putting anything else like that? Why do you say this is right, or this is how you spell the word, or this is the meaning of the word? I say that it means this, and I feel it's like that. I spell it like this. Cat, ZQX, you know, but then who's to say it's wrong? You know, so that's the thing, is once they start on this point, everything comes up, everything falls apart. But they're thinking that, no, we'll enjoy more if this is more fluid and everything like that. But if you said, oh, no, just no traffic rules, anyone can drive anywhere at any time. Very few people think Calcutta traffic is enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that. And so therefore, then they like their process. You know? And so that's there. So it's like you said, it's just they only see what's good for them and nothing else. So it's just animal reactions. It's not. And then those who are intellectuals, they think about it more because they have, you know, that's where their main pleasure is. So they'll think about things and then they can discuss it a little bit more and, you know, and may at least superficially for some time have a more accommodating discussion, though they don't necessarily change. It's just a matter of, if you can show them how they can still be the controller and enjoyer with your new angle, then it's quite cool, quite interesting. But if it gives up, like we tell them, no mental speculation, no fruit of action, it's kind of like, I mental speculate so that they pay me so that I can buy the stuff I want. You know, that's their whole life. You know? Yeah. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man, because his heart is polluted. He cannot be tamed. Right? So it's not just by the laws. They think, oh, this happened, make a new law. No, it's a matter of, it's education, it's training, it's association. That's the whole thing. That's why we say the most important thing is you associate with pure devotees, you become like that. You know, you associate with criminals, you become a criminal. So if we're trying to become a pure devotee, then you need to associate with pure devotees. That's the whole idea. You know, and if you say, oh, but where are the pure devotees? Then Baladeva Dibhushan says that, no, but those in pursuance of pure devotion, that's also counted as pure devotion. Right. In other words, the intent is for pure devotion. And so therefore, it's counted in that capacity. Of course, we know that we're in a junior position to someone who has attained that. But if your goal is to attain pure devotional service, then that person's association, therefore, is valuable. Every man sees that a person who commits criminal offenses is punished by the government. And also in scriptural injunctions, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. Footnote 44. Because a sadhu lives in this way, he does not create enemies. If there are enemies, they become enemies out of their own character, not out of any provocation on the part of a sadhu. Right? So you can say, you know, sometimes they say, oh, when there's smoke, there's fire. But it can also be, it's just the nature of the thing they're talking about. It smokes, you know, because it may have fire. You know, but they're saying, no, what you do, because people are talking, therefore there must be some reality there. But they can be gossipy about anything. Somebody throws out a thing, but it's good gossip. Everyone's going to talk and to say, oh, see, now something's going on. Then you're only indicating your own, you know, smoldering fire. You know, that's the fun. A sadhu simply teaches, my dear human being, my dear friend, just surrender to Krishna, end quote. Enemies arise due to a man's envious nature. Chanakya Pandit says there are two envious animals, serpents and men. Although you may be faultless, either may kill you. Right. Of the two, Chanakya Pandit says that the envious man is more dangerous because the serpent can be subdued by chanting a mantra or by some herbs. But an envious man cannot be so subdued. In Kali Yuga, practically everyone is envious, but we have to tolerate this. Teachings of Lord, who is Kapila. Is that what TLK is, teaching of Lord Kapila?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What are they doing? Nitai na bolilo muke. Since they do not know who Nityananda is, they never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Majilo samsara suke. Majilo means becomes absorbed. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment. They don't care who Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are. And therefore, they go deep down into material existence. Footnote 45. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Like so I mentioned is that the demoniac means not interested in Krishna. Right? So human life is meant for self-realization. That's its only purpose. It doesn't have another purpose. So we see these lower levels of consciousness, then they see is that the intelligence can be used to improve the quality of one's sense gratification, either individually or as a group. And so then in this way they move up. But they only move up and improve in at least in their idea of the quality of sense gratification. But at the same time as they missed the whole purpose of human life. So this is demoniac. They're taking something that's supposed to be used for self-realization and not using it that way. You can say, no, but I'm free to do as I like. Yes, you are. But the point is that doesn't mean that you're not misusing human life, right? Because they'll say, no, it's my life. I can do with it as I like. It says, yes, you can. But you have to understand is that all the facilities for this life, you know, the life airs, the life force, the power of the senses, the sense objects that are there, you know, all the facilities that you have, that's all given by the absolute. And there are rules on which to deal with that in context of the absolute. So yes, you do have your free will that you can, that independence, that you cannot deal with it according to that. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to get the reaction for misusing it. Otherwise, why do you see that there's, you know, good and bad results for action? And we expect that. We expect you do this, you get a good result. You do that, you get a bad result. And so we become frustrated when we see it's not working like that. The good person's working hard and not getting much result. The bad person is not working so hard and getting so many nice things. So we get frustrated at this. And so now we'll start blaming this one and that one. You know. But it's only when you accept the absolute position and that our position is to serve that absolute, then at that point, then things become, they have a standard by which you can judge. And even then you have to see that it practically applies in your position and that. So there's plenty to do with one's intelligence and you know, the reasoning process. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. If one has no connection with Nityananda, if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and kula, birth in a high family or great nation, will not protect him. Footnote 46. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Right? Because defeated means they don't maintain the human life. They don't move forward. They may move back down to animal life. So why animals just go out? You see, they just go out in the field and start munching on things. You know, life goes on. While humans have to work so hard. So all that work and effort, and then they just end up back as an animal. So what's the point? Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished, and he will get another body according to that work. Footnote 47. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Bhagavad Gita 8:6. So Krishna, they have their independence. They use the independence. But they think, because I'm using my independence, there is no absolute truth, and therefore it will work the way I say. When it's no, there is an absolute truth, and you have independence whether you want to follow it or not. And so then you see they just waste their life. Like that. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.